How are you?
I'm good. I am driving to work right now, so bear with me. I think I should be okay.
All right. No crashes out there, all right?
Right, right. Hands-free.
Well, Lori has been covering the story about the suspected serial stabber, Elias Abulazim, and some new charges were brought his way, some five additional charges, Lori. Give us the latest on that story that you've been covering from day one.
Sure. Well, first and foremost, we saw our first murder charge yesterday, open murder in Flint's final victim, August 2nd, Arnold Miner, and some pretty good evidence, Prosecutor David Layton, excuse me, outlined yesterday. They said they found Miner's blood in that vehicle that they believe Abulazim was driving around in, that green Chevy Blazer. And then he also said they found some surveillance video at a nearby party store that appeared to show that vehicle passing by right around the time of Miner's murder early that Monday morning, August 2nd. And then there was four other charges, all assault with intent to commit murder charges. Three of those four were in the city of Flint, first surviving victim, and then two others, one in late July and one in early August. And then the Genesee Township charge from July 19th, the only white victim in this whole deal. So five additional charges yesterday for a grand total of six so far. But again, he's suspected in 18 charges in three states. I mean, 18 cases in three states.
If you want to read more about Lori's story, all you need to do is go to WGRT-TV, and you can click on there beyond the video story. She also has a written story there. Lori, so we've got these counts here. We've got these charges in multiple states. Have you learned anything more about this case and about Elias Abulazim?
Sure. Well, charges only in Michigan so far. They're letting Michigan take the lead. There's been no charges in any other states. It was Virginia and Ohio. He's accused or suspected in, but no charges there yet. Michigan is definitely taking the lead here in Genesee County, for sure. So, the sheriff says he's been behaved in jail. He's isolated. Yesterday, he had hair again. He had it shaved when he came back to Michigan in August. He was polite when talking to the judge. You know, everyone always asks, you know, well, how can you always say that? Why would you even care if he's polite or not? Well, it just goes towards his, I don't know, state of mind or how he's acting or just his demeanor. You know, I mean, he was, yes, sir. That's really all he said. The hearing yesterday did not last long. Arraignments do not, generally. And what comes next is a pretrial hearing. He had one in that first case, and he was supposed to have another one this morning. It's basically just like a scheduling deal, pretty much, to see how things are going, to see if the defense, you know, has got everything it needs from the prosecutor side. And Brian Morley, he's one of the attorneys. Both the attorneys actually are from your area, Lansing. He said yesterday that, you know, these new charges, he just got some new discovery on them, a bunch of CDs, a bunch of stuff that he has to go through now to figure out if there's actually facts to support these charges. So that's what he's doing on his end. His client is in jail. He's not going anywhere. He's being held without bond. And, you know, next it'll just be gathering everything together and putting it together and really trying to determine on the prosecutor side if they're going to separate these cases or try to put them all together. You know, either way, it seems like a pretty daunting task, but they said they're up to it. They're going to be methodical. And, you know, Layton said yesterday that they will convict him, that they will lock him up for the rest of his life, that the victims and their families deserve nothing less.
As you mentioned, Abulazim is being held without bond in the Genesee County Jail. He faces life in prison. There are many other attacks that haven't been mentioned yet, Lori. Do you imagine that those will be added on at a later date?
Sure. They say that they are definitely still working those other cases, but they have to go through the Michigan State Police Crime Lab to get a lot of the evidence, you know, processed. And, of course, there's been cuts, and they're not working at full staff at the crime lab. So Layton has said that it's been a slow go getting the evidence processed and getting it together. But, you know, the crime lab has said, and I've read in other reports, I haven't spoken with anyone directly over there, but they've said that they're doing all they can. This is a high priority, and, you know, it's not so much that they don't have the amount of people right now to do it, as there's just a ton of evidence in this. I mean, you know, a number of homes were searched, clothing was taken, there were some items that they haven't gone into yet, we believe some weapons, apparently. And, I mean, there's just a mountain of stuff to go through, and that takes time as well to get the results back and just actually to analyze it.
Do we know anything about motive for Mr. Abulazim, and do we know when this case is going to court?
Well, when it's going to court, he's got some pretrial hearings scheduled, but, you know, they could be adjourned or whatever. There's no timeline yet. It has a long way to go still. I mean, after this pretrial stuff, it would be a preliminary hearing at the district court level, which would determine if there's enough evidence to send him to trial. And those preliminary hearings can be pretty lengthy as well. I mean, it depends on how many witnesses you're going to call and all that. So they themselves can be very lengthy. And then getting to trial can be a different story. Actually, in Genesee County, we're experiencing something a little strange here. Over Labor Day weekend, the McCree building, where district court is housed, both 67th, that's Genesee County, and then 68th, which is City of Flint, was severely flooded. I mean, they can't even use the building. They've ripped everything apart, drywall, everything's damaged, computers, they're freeze-drying documents they had in the basement, like all these files from years and years. And so that has really caused a little bit of a mess in terms of where you're going to hold this stuff if it even happened quickly and scheduled. You know what I mean? So they're working around that. They're working around just the enormity of this stuff. And as far as motive, they're still not talking about that here. You know, in Virginia, the police chief there has been pretty adamant in that this is a racial thing, that he was targeting, you know, African-American or other races specifically. They're predominantly white in that community. So he's, you know, their idea, I guess, is that they had three victims that were not white, so he would have had to gone out of his way to target those men. Here, they're not saying that yet, and I have not spoken with him personally. His attorney hasn't given much out in terms of what he says, other than he seems to be being treated okay in jail and doing okay, and you know, so there's that.
Lori Dugavito is the fine investigative reporter for News 12, ABC 12, WJRT in Flint. She's been following this story. Lori, we'll stay in touch. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you.